Dead to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow. Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Beav, the juniors are trying out for basketball down at the park this afternoon.
Yeah, I heard some of the guys talking about it.
You're going out, aren't you, Beav?
Well, I don't know. Me and Whitey are going to mess around after school this afternoon.
Well, can't you mess around some other time? You know, Wally got his start in the park league.
Sure, Beav. It's a great place to learn. And then when you go out for basketball in high school, you don't feel like such a goof.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Well, Beaver, didn't you make the baseball team at school?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're okay at football, even when you're just messing around with the big guys.
Well, I don't know about basketball. I never tried it much.
Well, Beaver, I think you'd really enjoy basketball.
Well, I guess I can make myself enjoy it if you want me to, Dad.
It's entirely up to you, Beaver. You have to make up your own mind. Well, I've got to get going.
You boys better get a move on, too.
Bye,
bye-bye,
dear. Mom, I'm going to be a little late coming home from school today.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to sign up for basketball.
Oh, well, you certainly made up your mind in a hurry about that.
Yeah, well, I kind of like to keep Dad happy.
Now, look, Beaver, you don't have to play basketball on account of your father.
Yeah, I know, Mom. But when people ask Dad how Wally's doing, he says, oh, Wally's team won the championship in basketball, or Wally broke the record in low hurdles. And pretty soon people are going to ask, how's the Beaver doing? And Dad just says, Beaver? Oh, he's just messing around. That doesn't sound too good.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Goodbye, Mom.
Have a good day.
Bye, Mom.
Mr. Doyle.
Good.
Thank you, sir. I'm going out for center.
Oh, we'll see about that. Thanks. Just fill that out.
Hey, Mr. Doyle.
Yes, Richard.
Well, do basketball players get paid big bonuses like baseball players do?
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but they do quite well.
Oh. Well, my father just wanted to know.
Beaver Cleaver.
My school name is Theodore.
Oh, I see. Cleaver. By any chance, are you Wally Cleaver's brother?
Yeah, me and Wally are brothers, both of us.
Fine boy, that Wally, and a great basketball player.
Yeah, well, Wally does do pretty good.
We won the Park League championship when Wally played for us. Maybe we'll have another good season this year.
You think we'll win the championship?
Well, with another Cleaver in the lineup, I'd say we might make it.
Golly.
Now, Cleaver and the rest of you fellows, I want you to show up tomorrow with your sneakers. We're going to have our first practice.
Okay.
That's it.
Dinner. I'm starved.
Well, if you keep taking the lids off things, it may not be till midnight.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I signed up for basketball.
Hey, that's great, B.
Well, good for you.
We have our first practice tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on in here?
I signed up for basketball, Dad. And Mr. Doyle says, with another Cleaver in the lineup, we might win the championship.
Well, that's great, Beaver. How about that? We might have another champ in the family.
I have to wear my sneakers for the practice tomorrow and everything.
You mean you're going to wear them to school?
Oh, no, Mom. The school nurse won't let us. She says they're offensive.
Oh, that means never mind, Beaver.
Hey, Beaver, about those sneakers. What kind of shape are they in?
Okay, I guess. They're in the hall closet.
Oh, I don't know, Beaver. These shoes are pretty well shot.
Yeah, and they are kind of offensive, too.
I guess they'll be all right, huh, Dad?
Hey, look, Beav. Mr. Doyle doesn't want any of the guys playing in shoes with the holes in the bottom of them.
He doesn't?
Well, no. He might get a blister, and then it might get infected. The city doesn't want any of the kids' folks suing them.
Tell you what, Beaver. After supper tonight, we'll go down to Foster's and get you a new pair.
Gee, thanks, Dad. That'd really be neat.
Oh, well, we can't have the old pro playing with holes in the bottom of his shoes, can we?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hiya, Sam. Hey, on problem number 5 in math, what did you get for an answer?
What did you get?
I got 3 or 4 good answers.
Let's see, mine came out 61.873.
Mm-hmm, very good.
Is that what you got?
I got it now.
Come on, Eddie, what are you trying to pull? Besides, the teacher's going to want to see how you arrived at the answer.
No, he won't. I got a gimmick. You see, the solution I write out real crummy. The answer I write out neat. By the time old man Bromley tries to figure out the solution, he's so shook he's happy to settle for the answer.
Hey, Wally, wait to see the neat... Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hiya, Squirt. Well, what's the neat thing you got in the box?
Cut it out, Eddie.
Let me see it.
Lay off, Eddie.
Tennis shoes. Big deal. I guess you wore your old ones out playing hopscotch, huh?
These are for basketball.
Basketball? Who are you going to play with, the Brownies?
I'm going to play in the park league. Nah.
Oh, sure you are.
Yes, Eddie.
This here Claude?
And I'm going to play for the same coach that Wally had.
Your big brother was a hot shot, so now the coach is going to let the little brother play. Very sweet and touching.
Okay, Eddie, knock it off.
Yeah, we're going to win the championship, too.
Some basketball player. You couldn't dribble down your chin.
Hey, Wally, he's copying your stuff. Copying your stuff. Hey.
Okay, Eddie. Why don't you find someone else to bother, huh?
Hey, take it easy, pal. You're bending a cashmere.
Clock it, Wally.
What is this, East Berlin?
Hey, Wally. He doesn't think I can play basketball. Do you think he's right?
Don't worry about that, Beav. Eddie's always saying nobody can do anything.
Yeah, I know. But one of these days, he's just liable to be right. I'd sure hate him to be right on me.
Look, Beav, tomorrow, just don't try too hard and get all tied up, okay?
Okay, Wally, I'll try not to.
We'll begin with a simple fundamental. Well, first, the bounce pass. You'll each take a turn and return the ball to me. That's fine, boy. Good boy. That's enough, boys. We're all a little nervous to start with. All right, Beaver, throw me the ball. Good boy, John. Stay with it. Very good, Richard. Stay with it, Beaver. Okay, Beav. Beaver, hi.
I'm sorry, Mr. Doyle. I'm just not good at basketball like Wally is. I'm pretty good at baseball, but I guess it doesn't help in basketball to be a good first baseman.
Beaver, there's nothing to be sorry about. Basketball's a difficult game to learn. Some of the other boys were on the team last year. You know, I was thinking, there's another league starting about a month for smaller, less experienced boys. Maybe you'd like to turn out then. Get in some practice in the meantime.
No, thanks, Mr. Doyle. I think I'm going to stick to football and baseball. I didn't know basketball was such a nervous game.
I'm sorry, Beaver.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Doyle. You're a real neat guy.
Hi, Beav.
Hey, the All-American's home.
Well, Beaver, how'd the first practice go?
Not so hot, Dad.
Ah, don't let it get you down, Beaver.
Well, of course not, Beaver.
No, Wally had his problems, too, at first.
Yeah, but...
Hey, Beep, you know, I even mentioned you to my coach at school. I said my little brother was starting basketball, and he said, good, we better reserve some space in the trophy case.
Well, you see there, Beaver? But, Dad...
Wally, what was your high point game?
Well, let's see, I think I made about 32 against Taft.
There you are, Beav. That gives you something to shoot for, huh?
Well, you boys better get washed up for dinner. It's just about ready.
Well, June, with two athletes in the family, you're going to have to start setting a training table.
Hey, Beav, when's your next practice?
Tomorrow.
Hey, you want me to stop by one of these days this week and watch you?
Oh, gee, no, Wally. You know how creepy a guy feels when he knows his relatives are watching him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, Dad?
Well, I'm a little worried about the Beaver. He hasn't come home from basketball practice yet.
Well, that Mr. Doyle, he doesn't fool around. He really makes the kids sweat. I mean, he really gives them a good workout.
Yeah. Well, maybe we ought to get the car out. Well, Beaver, we were getting worried about you. How'd everything go at practice?
Oh, everything went fine at practice, Dad.
Hey, Beav, look at your sneakers.
What about my sneakers?
They look brand new.
Yeah, for playing on a cement court, you sure kept them in great shape.
Well, I guess that's on account I'm light on my feet. And anyway, when a guy gets older, he does get neater.
Well, you look pretty fine, too. Wally used to come home exhausted.
Yeah, well, we just started. I don't think we're good enough to get exhausted yet.
All set to go, Ward, old man?
Oh, yeah, I'll be right with you, friend. Say, what do you have in that briefcase you carry home every night?
Oh, nothing of much importance. I just carry it back and forth to keep the lower echelon boys on their toes.
I see. Say, Fred, by the way, on the way home, I'd like to swing by the park and watch Beaver work out with his basketball team. Do you mind?
No. Sounds pretty exciting. Why don't you pick up some other guys and we could do card stunts?
All right. But don't come crying to me for tickets when he's playing in Madison Square Garden. Oh, there they are, over there.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Fred, you can wait here in the car if you want to.
And miss seeing the greatest thing since Bob Cousy? Nothing doing.
Well, that's odd. I don't seem to spot Beaver.
Well, maybe he was drafted by the Lakers.
Doyle?
Yes?
I'm Ward Cleaver. Oh, yes, I remember. You're Wally's father.
Yeah, that's right. This is Mr. Rutherford, Mr. Doyle.
Hi.
How do you do?
You don't have to worry about me. I'm not one of those prying parents.
I just dropped by to see how Beaver was doing, but I don't see him around. Didn't he show up for practice today?
Well, didn't Beaver tell you?
Tell me what?
Well, he wasn't quite up to the rest of the boys, and he was dropped from the team by mutual agreement.
When did this happen?
It was right after the first practice we had.
Well, was there any trouble or anything? Was he fooling around?
Oh, no, it was nothing like that. It was just apparent that he wasn't another Wally as far as basketball is concerned.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Good meeting you.
Yeah, well, let's go, Fred.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wally, is that where we keep the empty bottles?
Huh? I'm sorry.
Wally! Wally, will you do me a favor and put that out in the garage while you're at it?
Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Boy, they sure save a lot of walking around here if I just drank water.
Beaver, what are you doing sitting out here in the garage rubbing your sneakers in the dirt?
Well, I'm just trying to get them crumbed up so I'll look like an old pro.
Well, they're going to get crumbed up enough just practicing.
Wally, if I tell you something, you promise you won't squeal about me to Dad?
I don't know about that, Beav. The last time I promised not to squeal on you, it turned out that you dropped my new jacket in the lake.
I know, Wally. It's nothing like that. Just that, well, I haven't been going to basketball practice since the very first day.
No kidding? Well, how come?
Because I didn't make the team, because I got all nervous trying to be as good as you are. Well, and then every day I've been coming home late just like I did make the team.
Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't want Dad to find out. He'd get real sore and disappointed.
Well, Peter, that was a long time ago. What makes you so sure that he's going to get sore about this?
Well, because you had to be so good in basketball, and then I had to come along and be a big flop.
You really messed it up, huh, Beef?
Yeah, I was real crummy. Hey, Wally, come on. Get down here, quick.
What's the matter? Beaver, what's the matter?
I just heard Dad's car come up the driveway.
Oh. What am I doing down here? I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but Dad might see you, and then he'd come in here and catch me.
Well, yeah, but you can't keep hiding out all the time.
Yeah, but what am I going to do?
Well, you're too old to start balling, and you're too young to run away and join the Navy.
What am I old enough to do?
Well, I think you're right about at the age where you're just going to have to stick around and take it.
Dear.
Oh, hi. June, is Beaver around?
No, he's at practice.
Oh, no, he's not.
What?
He hasn't been at practice since the first day they turned out. They cut him from the squad. Yeah, I stopped by the park and Mr. Doyle gave me the news. Right in front of Fred Rutherford.
Why? What did Fred say?
Well, nothing, but he said it in a very annoying way.
Look, Beef, all you gotta do is go in there and say, Dad, I got cut from the squad. And for the past week, I've just been pretending to go to basketball practice. Well, isn't that easy?
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that sound easy in the kitchen that you can't say in the living room.
Yeah, well, look, you wait here. I'll go in and see if I can help you out a little.
Help me out how?
You know, remind Dad that you're just a goofy little kid and you don't know what's happening most of the time.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. But Wally?
Yeah?
Don't make me sound too goofy.
Why didn't Beaver tell us he'd been dropped from the team?
Well, we were so happy about it in the beginning and made such a big fuss, I guess he just couldn't bring himself to tell us about it.
Hi.
Hello, Wally.
Oh, Wally. Have you seen the Beaver?
Well, yeah, kinda. He was out in the garage.
I want to talk to him. Do you know he was dropped from the team a week ago?
Dad, could you wait just a second before you jump on him?
Wally, your father doesn't jump on either one of you.
What did you want to say, Wally?
Well, right now the Beaver's out in the kitchen, and the poor guy's scared to death.
Scared to death?
Yeah. Yeah, he sort of felt he'd let Dad down. He wasn't thinking about himself so much. He just didn't like the idea of disappointing you.
Wally, don't you boys know by now that I understand about things like this? You don't have to go through all this deception with me.
Well, sure we do, Dad, but... Well, it's still awful hard to come to your father and tell him you're no good.
Oh, Ward, this is a shame.
Yeah, and it's even rougher on the Beaver with Mr. Doyle and everybody saying how Wally did this or Wally did that.
Well, Wally, we don't expect Beaver to live up to everything you did.
Sure, Dad, I know that, but... Well, I think right now it'd be a big help to Beaver if he knew it.
All right, son. You tell Beaver I want to see him in the den a second.
It's okay, Dad. I'm right here.
Why, Beaver, were you listening?
Yeah, Mom. When people do this much talking about you, you gotta listen to all the trouble you're in.
Look, son, you didn't have to pretend to go to practice every day. It's no disgrace not to be as good at basketball as your brother.
It's not?
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll put a basketball hoop up out by the garage, and you and Wally can practice any time you want to until you get good.
Yeah, but I'll never be good like Wally.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. As you grow up, there'll be lots of things you're as good at as Wally is.
Well, sure, Beaver. You're not going to be a clumsy little kid. You're not going to be a clumsy little kid.
Good at as Wally is.
Well, sure, Beaver. All your life.
Who knows? You might turn out to be a famous scientist or an inventor.
Do you really think so, Dad?
Well, sure. Or maybe an important doctor or lawyer.
Gee, I might be a whole lot newer guy than I thought I was going to be.
Of course you may.
Oh, and don't worry, Wally. When I be famous, I'll still talk to you.
Wally! Hey, Wally!
Be right there, Beav.
Okay, fine.
Wally, when you play Beaver, why don't you take it a little bit easy on him?
Take it easy?
Well, after all this fuss we've had over basketball and wanting getting a complex...
Well, Mom, that's no way to play a game. Let the other guy win.
That's right, June. When you compete, you've got to put everything you've got in it. Otherwise, you're being dishonest.
Well, I know that, but in view of what's been going on...
Gee, Mom, it doesn't do the other guy any good. And anyway, the guy who loses has to put the trash cans out tonight for the trash man.
Sorry. Guess being a mother sometimes gets in the way of logic. Well, Beaver, took you long enough to play checkers.
Yeah, I know.
Don't forget the trash can, son.
Well, Wally's taking them out now, Dad.
What?
Yeah, I clobbered in 3 straight games.
Okay, let's go, champ. I'm next.
Coming up, Opie reluctantly learns to dance, but it's also the last dance for Opie's pal, Johnny Paul Jason, played by Richard Keith Thibodeau, who, being 4 years older than Ron Howard, had simply outgrown the part. Look, Pa, I'm Dancing, episode 181 is next. Stay tuned.